Warning. The language you are about to hear in Alison Blaze Midnight Metal Hour is not always of a clean nature. Why, you'll hear some F's, maybe some C's, and if you're really unlucky, an M. Yeah, you don't even want to know what M stands for. Turn off now if you're easily offended. If you're partially offended, give it a go. You never know.
UK. Alison Blaze's Midnight Metal Hour.
Well, it has just gone past midnight and we are now in the weekend. Say what? So we're going to party the only way we know how by being right here on burst.co.uk with the Midnight Metal Hour. And so yeah, with me, Alison Blaze. It's going to be great fun. I've got a great playlist. There's going to be lots of new music this time. Just realizing that looking through it. And honestly, there's just so much new music coming in right now. It's very exciting. So I'm trying to spread it out, but, you know, when it comes in, you just gotta kind of take it and run with it. So it's gonna be really exciting. Last time we did the Girl Power Midnight Metal Hour. That is not something that you're gonna wanna miss. Definitely gonna wanna go onto the Burst website and previous Midnight Metals. There's a link on the current page. So if you find the Midnight Metal Black Grunge looking picture on the Burst website, go there, find the link. And you should be able to find the Girl Power Midnight Metal Hour on there. It was a lot of fun, paid tribute to Chick Rockers. I think I might have to do it again. So in that spirit, I want to do something really fun for the month of May. But I want to get some male influence here. So we're going to do the May Metal Takeover. We're going to bring on my dad. He's going to be a special guest for the whole month of May. Each time, we're going to give him a set of tracks to kind of pick which ones he likes from songs that he does like. So this time, it's going to be country songs. There might be classic rock or 80s songs. And he'll pick one that he wants for the Under the Covers feature. So that's the thing that comes up about the last quarter hour of the show. Don't forget about the Rock Me Softly feature, which will happen in the first quarter hour or so of the show. It's where we look at the softer side of metal. And about halfway through the show, we've got my pick. Now, first up, I've got something to get you pumped up, ready to go. You should be moshing, should be jamming, like your life depends on it.
It's the start of the end. Surrender the throne. The blood on my hands covered the holes. We've been surrounded by vicious cycles. And we're truly alone. The scars on your heart, yours to atone. We've been surrounded. Let them sing. Let them shirk. We'll be right back.
Oh, I definitely got my workout in there. Again, that was Bring Me the Horizon with Empire, a good one to mosh around to. But now I've brought my dad on. Hello.
Hello.
And just so we can talk about this May Metal Takeover concept, because for the whole month of May, you're going to be joining us. I'll give you a list of songs that you know and love each time, kind of different genres. This time it'll be country songs. So I know you like country. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, so each time that'll happen, and he'll tell me, he won't tell everyone, just so I can get it in the playlist. Then right towards the end of the show, when we have the Under the Covers feature, he'll come on and we'll chat about his choice.
Sounds good to me.
Your choices are House Party by Sam Hunt. The second is from Luke Bryan, and it's called Home Alone Tonight. And then we have Garth Brooks, I've Got Friends in Low Places. And then last but not least, we have Florida Georgia Line with This Is How We Roll. But yeah, just also to shout out, because these are all the country hits, Caitlin, one of the, not an official Burst team member, but she's definitely a Burst team member. She has just created a country show. She plays everything from like Johnny Cash to Ashley Monroe to Florida Georgia Line. So that might be something worth checking out if any of those songs sounded appealing. But right now we're going to play something that is from a group called 6 AM. And I think this one is a good one for maybe you to get involved with, listen to, because you like a lot of classic rock.
Correct, I do.
And this one definitely has that vibe because we've got the Motley Crue bassist on the team that formed this band. And we've also got Nikki Sixx. Does that sound something that would be like a good mashup?
Yeah, it does. That takes me way back. The Motley Crue days were many, many years ago.
Oh, good. All right. Well, this is 6 a.m. with their song called Rise. And it's definitely got that 80s vibe.
Get yourselves together.
Rise.
Stand up and live your life.
Rise.
Get yourselves together.
Rise.
Hands up, high.
Hey. Stand
It's time. Rock. Me.
Again, that was Cold Rain with Hole for the Rock Me Softly feature here on the Midnight Metal Hour with me, Allison Blaze, on burst.co.uk. So you may recognize them from Midnight Metal's past. They are Cold Rain, a group from Japan, super awesome, super talented. Glad to have them back on the show with this one. It's intense. I mean, talking about those feelings of not being able to shake the pain, not being able to feel whole again, it's just another example of how metal gets it. It gets those feelings of loss, breakups, hardship. Boom, it's there. It's got your back. So, well done. Hats off. Amazing track. Before that, we had 6 a.m. to kind of introduce the idea of the May Metal Takeover that my dad and I will be doing together for the Under the Covers feature. Each week he'll get a list of songs. That'll be good fun. This time it's some country songs that we had. There was some Sam Hunt, some Luke Bryan, some Florida Georgia Line, and some Garth Brooks. So we'll see what he chooses. But yeah, so stick around. You won't want to miss that. It'll be the last quarter hour. But next up, I have something really new. Really new. It's going to be good. Yeah, my mom loves this one. It's Asking Alexandra, The Black. Everybody get moshing.
Yeah!
Again, that was Asking Alexandria with The Black. So hopefully you enjoyed that. I know my mom did. Yeah, that was one of those where, although it wasn't quite as like upbeat and dancey, there was still a way to dance to it. You should have been getting into it. You should have been, you know, not sitting still in your chair if you're working on something. And if you were out and about, you should have kind of just been, yeah, moving with it, feeling it. Just everything about it is awesome. So yeah, it was off their newest album called The Black. And yeah, it was a good time, I think. But I've got some even newer music to follow that up. I know. There's going to be a lot of new music on the show, but I've tried it, like I found a lot. I'm trying to kind of spread it out over the next few shows, but I guess that's the problem. There's always going to be new music. I like when it comes in like a lot though. That's always exciting. It just makes it interesting to make the playlist because I don't want it to be like all new music. I mean, we're supposed to honor some of the throwbacks and things like that on the show, so you can't just play all hot off the press stuff. But this one is pretty hot off the press. So it's an alt metal artist, Royal Blood. They've been on the show before, but this is their newest single, Hole. Gotta say, looking forward to the album, lads, and looking forward to that tour, if I'm really honest. So again, this is Hole by Royal Blood. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here to stay. It keeps us not true. stuck in a hole.
Song guaranteed to rock your week. This is Allison's approved track.
I found a pile of Polaroids in the crates of a record shop. They were sexy, sexy looking back.
Cold and dice.
was Panic at the Disco with Golden Days as the Allison Proof track here on the Midnight Metal Hour on burst.co.uk. Okay, so I feel like I need to explain myself a little bit here. I'm like really obsessed with this album. It's off Death of a Bachelor, their newest album. And literally, I could listen to it on repeat every day and have been. So I had to have one of them as the Allison Improved track. I couldn't go without it because I love it. And I hope you do too, if I'm honest. It's super upbeat and funky and crazy. Like, the whole album is like that. There's a lot of like 50s vibe to it. I don't know. It's super cool. I'm not sure I could actually pick a favorite, but I thought this one had a lot of rock vibes and elements, so I thought, sure, let's go with it. And I kind of loved the motto of, like, let's just stay young forever and party, and we're just always going to be this awesome. So that's kind of my thing to you. Let's be awesome forever. But yeah, if you weren't in love with it, hashtag sorry, not sorry. But if you did, you can check out the album. Like I said, again, it's Death of a Bachelor. The whole thing is like that. It's got a really good vibe. But you know what? I'll change the pace. Hopefully be able to make most of the people happy with this one. Hopefully you like this one. Gonna get some 90s grunge, some rap metal. It's POD with Alive here on the Midnight Metal Hour.
Trust in love, so I trust in love. You have given me peace of mind.
Oh, it's always good to have some throwback after some new music. But now we're going to get something so hot off the press. I mean, I can hardly hold it. I mean, it's hot. It's Pierce the Veil's brand spanking new single. I mean, just literally came off the press. It's Pierce the Veil's Circles. Told you we have lots of new music. Again, the super hot off-the-press single from Pierce the Veil called Circles here on the Midnight Metal Hour on burst.co.uk. I'm not sure how I feel about this one. On one hand, I really, really like it. But on the other hand, it's not very Pierce the Veil-y, so I don't know. I mean, I guess I like it. But we just need to, like, take the Pierce the Veil name off of it until I get used to it, I think. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Tweet them in. I want to know. You can tweet at Burst Radio. You can use my personal if you want. They're both up on the Midnight Metal page, that one that I was talking about where you click on the picture. Looks kind of black, grungy, white lettering, all that good stuff. The links to both Twitters are on there. I'm not going to care if you tweet my personal. Or you can tweet the Burst one if that makes you feel comfortable. It's whatever you want. That's also where you send requests feel free to do that as well. I'm always happy to take on board suggestions. And yeah, let me know what you think of the new Pierce the Veil track. Anyways, I'm going to take it back to something. This is from a beloved band. It's called Evil Angel by Breaking Benjamin. Are you ready? Sing with me, please. I know you know the words.
Holding it together.
And that was Evil Angel by the amazing Breaking Benjamin. I'm hoping that you were singing along with me. And coming up real soon is going to be that pick. We're going to get the Under the Covers with Metal. We'll see what my dad chose. It's all going to be very exciting. You won't want to miss it. But first, we have new artist, brand new song. It's called Sinking Deeper. It's the new single from If I Ran a Zoo. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Every day, it's the same thing. I find myself regretting who I am, who I was before. Before I knew that I needed more than what do you expect of me? As if it's a crime to act on your dream. For every time that I've been put down, I will not be held to the ground.
Oh!
That was Nine Shrines cover of I've Got Friends in Low Places, originally done by Garth Brooks. It was the choice for the May Metal Takeover. So each week during the month of May, my dad's going to be on. We'll ask him to choose a song that he wants to hear cover, a song that he knows and loves. Definitely very rockified. What did you think of it?
Didn't care for it as much as the original. I think the, as you put it, rockified portion of it almost to me takes away from the song rather than adding to it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This is so interesting because to me, that song is very, it's like, I've got friends in low places. I don't need your foo-foo, this and that. So I think it works really well, just me in my opinion. We have a choice coming up. I'll let you do the official introduction, but it's going to be Guns N' Roses' Paradise City. Is that something that you like?
You know, it's been so long since I listened to that kind of music. I don't remember. I did listen to Guns N' Roses in my younger days, many years ago, but it's been so long, I can't tell you if this was one of the songs I listened to or not.
Oh, all right. Well, you have to stay tuned then and just listen. But if you want to go ahead and introduce it, that'll be it for us tonight.
All right. And now we have Guns N' Roses, Paradise City.